Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
With Hand, who comes out of the mailbox because we love a nice gentle 70s television.
Yeah, ding dong.
And we've never met the Hand, and we're about to meet the Hand.
We are. Can we also talk about the bunny in the room?
Yes.
Look at this. Have you ever seen a bigger bunny rabbit in your entire life?
No, and in fact, this is Alex the Great. And Alex the Bunny is our first story. So should we get right into the news,
Rossi? Let's do it, Alex. Let's do it. Oh, my gosh. So Fox News reports that this California 30-pound bunny, 30 pounds, was rescued from a slaughterhouse. What? And now Alex, the 30-pound bunny, is a therapy animal. Yeah. Josh Rose saved Alex 3 years ago, and now this big old buddy is a San Francisco legend, becoming the first rabbit to join the program that brings therapy-trained animals into airport terminals to relax nervous flyers.
That's right, and Alex's owner, Josh, is here. Hi, Josh.
Hi,
nice
guys.
To see you.
Hi, Josh. Did you rescue Alex?
Yeah, we rescued Alex from a meat farm that was producing rabbits for meat.
Oh, wow. And so how did you just went in there and said, Alex, no, you're going to come with me and make everybody happy for the rest of your life?
Basically, yes.
And you showed me video earlier of Alex when you got Alex. Alex was like this big, right?
About the size of his head, yes.
Did you ever know that Alex was going to be Alex?
Yeah, we knew he was a Flemish giant right away, and that's a lot of the reason we wanted to pull him out of that situation. They're pretty rare, especially here in the United States, so for them to find them in a slaughterhouse was... pretty unbelievable.
He just goes around and makes people who are anxious feel better.
Yes, this is what he does.
What a beautiful purpose you have in life,
I
Alex.
I know. Thank wow. you, Josh. For gifting people.
Yeah, and it's rewarding in so many different ways to see people. It changes their mood just seeing him, even on the street. It doesn't have to be for a purpose, but just changes everybody's mood for the better.
Well, that's what humans have the capacity to. Yeah. If you're just walking down the street with someone and someone smiles at you, it makes you feel so good.
It
and
does.
We all, animal or human, have that power to brighten each other's day with just a little visual.
Correct. Right?
Hi.
That's all
hi.
It takes. Well, can Alex stay at the desk while we do the news?
Yeah.
You try to take him.
Thank you, Josh.
It's not gonna happen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I love him.
All right. Well, let's get right into our news. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to need my glasses now. Okay, here we go. Time reports that a new James Bond may have been chosen. Reports say that British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been offered the new James Bond role.
Oh, you lie?
And that will be... replacing Daniel Craig, who has played the role 5 times since 2006's Casino Royale, and he hung up his Bond hat, saying the last film would be his last. Aaron would be the 8th actor to take on the role since the film series began in 1962.
As soon as I heard Aaron, I was like, oh, and then I was like, 00, right? I know. You know who I kind of wanted was Harry Styles as Bond, but the fact that they pick someone so smart, right? Like an actor you kind of know, we love his work, and you think, oh, he could be the Bond? Well done. I'm so into this. I hope he says yes. You know who seems really hoppy about this is Alex, because yeah, he won't stop.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
All right. Well, now, what do you think?
Speaking of hoppy, yes. CBS News reports that the Paris Olympics have lifted the intimacy ban for athletes for the summer game. I didn't know there was one, and yet I guess it makes sense. Mm. That whole we got to wait until the season's over thing. Well, the ban that had been in place since the 2020 Tokyo Olympics is no longer for the 2024 Olympic Village that will be fully stocked with over 300,000 condoms.
Oh.
I couldn't even say that without tripping over myself. They're gonna get it on like rabbits, Alex, if you know what I mean.
True.
Right?
Thank you. Well done. High five.
They're providing condoms at the Olympics, which has actually been a tradition since the 1988 Seoul Olympics as an effort to raise awareness for sexual health. I didn't know any of this. Like, I really just thought that, like, you're in the Olympics, you have to practice abstinence.
See, I always thought it was so unfair that they had these intimacy bans. Like, you're one of the hottest people in the world, you're with all the other hot people in the world, and you're not allowed to have sex? That's just cruel. That's not okay. Have fun.
I just thought, I don't...
Oh! Oh, is it time?
Surprise!
We're finally gonna find out.
Oh my gosh.
All season long, we want to stay. We wanted to know who the hand is in the mailbox. We're finally gonna find out. Are
you
ready?
Oh my gosh, I am ready and I'm so excited.
Okay. Oh, hi.
Okay, dear Drew and Ross, are you ready to see whose face is behind this glove?
More than anything.
Yes, yes, yes!
Who are you? Come on out.
It's tiny.
Wow.
I've been sitting in there for a while.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
Oh, no, I don't do that anymore.
Understood. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alex, it's nice to meet you. Well, actually, don't worry, because Maya isn't going anywhere after the break. We're going to reminisce about a particular SNL sketch that we did together. It was the best. It's called Body Fusion, and it just became this, like, infamous thing to us, and we're going to tell you all about it when we come back from the break.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Talk
talking in the break because I can't handle it. I'm here with someone that I have loved and known for so long, like is an old friend and also my biggest girl crush ever, Maya Rudolph, everybody. Talking about Pearl, your daughter who's 18. I remember when you were first pregnant with her.
I do too.
And you just met Olive and Frankie, which is so crazy.
I can't met your girls. This is wild.
Life is wild. Bridesmaids on a regular basis. Of course, we have to fast forward through the first scene.
Yeah, I did that with Pearl.
But it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
Yeah.
Is it true that Kristen Wiig, again, the great Kristen Wiig, that you guys have decided that there will be no Bridesmaids 2?
I just saw her before I came here.
No!
Yes. And yes, she was just saying,
because she's doing Palm Royale.
She had said it a long time ago, but I don't think anybody wanted to hear that. But I think she felt like one is great.
I get the Bridesmaids things, but I will say we still watch it every few days because we need the hit.
I love that, and I love I thought about that because every time I fly, someone's watching Bridesmaids, and I'll see it and kind of sit. They're like, and I watched Desperately Seeking Susan on the way out here, and it gave me that. It gave me that like 1980s New York rush, beautiful Madonna. Beautiful Roseanne Arquette. They were babies. Everyone was a baby. And that's what I've learned in life. Everyone was a baby.
Yes, I know. And we were babies, too, at one point.
We were babies.
Speaking of when we were babies, we did 50 first dates together.
Oh, my God, we were babies.
Babies. Literal.
And we didn't have any babies. I was fake pregnant in that. Like, oh, isn't that cute? And I looked at it, I was like, I look like a child.
And then we did Duplex together, mm-hmm. which the girls and I just watched.
Really?
Yeah, and they loved it. Oh. I love that movie.
I was saying how funny it was with 50 First Dates, because when I got the call to do it, I was so excited. They were like, it's Drew and Adam in Hawaii, and you get to have a pregnant belly. I was like, that's great. And then we shot it in Malibu. Which is not Hawaii.
That's right. That was.
I have a weird thing. Whenever I shoot stuff that's supposed to be Hawaii, it's always Malibu. I'm not complaining. I love Malibu, but like, it's not Hawaii.
Well, and then Loot, which we're going to talk about, also takes place in Malibu. Maybe you're just destined to be in Malibu.
Maybe I'm destined for the boo.
Maybe Kristen Wiig could write a movie, and we all are in it together, and it films in Hawaii.
Sign me up. How about that?
And we pull Adam in and. Because,
ooh, what a good idea.
Is it true for you that, like, comedy is, I heard the word armor you know, for me, it's a coping mechanism.
Yes.
I don't know what I would do without comedy.
Yeah, I mean, not just to do it, but also to view it. Like you were saying with Bridesmaids, like, people watch it to feel good, right? You feel like... Like, I think my husband was saying when the pandemic was going on, he just wanted to watch Adam Sandler movies. That was his recipe. Like, I want to feel good. I want to feel good. But for me, also doing it, it protects all the soft, mushy stuff. It's kind of like I'm kind of like a crab or like a lobster. Like,
Are you?
I have a hard, I mean, I'm not. I'm a Leo. So, no, I'm not. I'm not at all a crab. But
I know, like, it's funny.
Like,
I
hard
find
shell.
You so warm.
Yeah, I'm totally warm, but like, I have a little protective layer that protects all the soft meat.
I love that soft meat.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's good. And it's good meat. When you get in there, it's sweet.
You got good meat.
Thanks.
You really do. Okay, we have to go to a commercial break. I don't want to, but after the break, will you talk to me about your friendship with Jack Black? I didn't know that you guys were friends. Okay, we'll be right back. I need to know.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, I heard, and I didn't know this.
What?
Is it true you went to school with Jack Black?
Yeah, high school. He was 2 years older than me, and he transferred in 10th grade, and I was in 8th. And he was assigned, my drama teacher, Davida, put us together, and he was my improv coach for, like, an improv competition we did. And he got me into the improv class, and he took me to my first Groundling show, Groundling Theater, which is where I ended up. So he took me to see my first Groundling show when I was 14.
So we...
Isn't that cool?
I would have never guessed that we can thank Jack Black for Maya Rudolph.
I mean, honestly, yeah, oh, cute. Honestly, kind of. I mean, he was the most inspiring. First of all, you have to understand something about Jack. Jack has been the same person since the day I met him.
Really?
The exact same person. He's just that guy. He's just special.
Okay, we have to talk about body fusion. This SNL, well, let me show a clip so you guys have the context of it. Okay, take a look.
Let's tone our arms. You can use weights or any household item. For a more advanced workout, use 1 pound hand weights.
Or pesos.
Or air.
Do you know what's so crazy? I remember that week on SNL that Akiva, Yorma, and Andy were like, you know what? We're not going to do a short this week. And I was like, no.
Those were early days before they had to do one every single week because they were so good.
And so I kept begging. I would go into their office every single day. And I was like, I know it's me again.
Are you serious? You had to beg for it?
Beg. And
thank God you did. Thank God you did. We got body fusion.
Body fusion. I mean, where did you think to do the version of pencils? That's what's written on the page. Pencils. Why did you do it the way you did it?
Bethov. I don't know. I really don't know. I just like doing stuff like that. I like making it sound like that. I like the way it sounds.
Speaking of voices. Mm-hmm. You've won multiple Emmys for doing the voice on Big Mouth.
Yes.
Now, first of all, that show is so important.
It really is.
Understanding why boys and girls are the way they are. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything more revelatory.
Yeah.
Is it Connie the Hormone Monster?
Connie the Hormone Monstress. The whole show is such a great way to talk about puberty, which if I had been going through puberty at the time, I probably wouldn't have wanted to watch the show because you feel like, in my opinion, when you're going through puberty, you feel like you're the only person on the planet who is experiencing what you're experiencing. And so it's a collective look at it in the smartest, brightest, funniest way.
In my house, we have... puberty and menopause going on at the same time, dueling each other.
My house as well.
Okay, I've been watching the new season of Loot, freaking out. I love it so much.
Thank you.
The first episode is so strong and so good. It opens with the 73 questions.
That's my favorite.
Like Vogue,
That's
you
my
know.
Favorite. That's like something I would have played in my house as a kid, is like pretending to do the thing where the door opens and they ask you a question, you say like, pomegranate, and then you walk away.
Yes!
It's my favorite.
But it also ends so beautifully. Like, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but the ending of episode one is so good. And I didn't see that coming. And I was like, it's so good.
There's some fun to be had. I feel like it's such a big world. The idea of
180 something billion dollars.
Like what that sounds.
Gets to get given.
Yeah.
In season two.
Yeah.
And where are you going to allocate those funds?
Which I think is a great question, and I think it's so nice to think about. I think it's really fun to think about having fun with endless amounts of cash. That sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
But also, my brain instantly goes to, and how do you use it for good?
Yes.
I don't think the show
is about.
Yeah, which I really like.
We actually have a clip. Check it out. You'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Don't you fall in love with me. Too late. And that's the scene.
Oh my God, that was so good. I mean, the writing, wow. But more importantly, you are incredible. I really believed you were a former gigolo who got into city planning.
You were just talking about Emily Spivey wrote that, and she was a writer on SNL.
Yeah, one of my oldest, nearest, and dearest.
And you are really close with everyone still, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's my fantasy.
Yes.
That you, like, I guess it's a little bit of that bridesmaid's fantasy, but it's also like having been in those halls with you and Kristen and, you know, Rachel Dratch and, like, just all the whole gang. Like, I you guys are still friends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been through it together. I feel like we are for life.
Do you have a text chain going?
We do. We've had one for a while now, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If we took a picture, would you send it to the group chain?
Of course.
I don't have a phone, of course. I'm just thinking of this now. Vita, can I borrow your phone?
Come on, Vita.
So I can say hi to those ladies through your... Aww. Thank you, Vita, so much.
Vita's like, oh, how am I going to get it to you?
Vita knows where I live.
Aww. You're so cute.
That made me so happy. I love you. Thank you, Maya. Everybody, Loot Season 2 premieres on April 3rd on Apple TV+, and you can stream every episode of SNL now on Peacock, thank goodness. And after the break, Maya answers a question left behind from another SNL alum. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Before we go, here's a little bit extra.
Hi, I'm Maya Rudolph, and this is Question Left Behind. Ooh, this is a question from Rachel Dratch, and she asks, have you ever seen a ghost? Oh, I wanna say yes, but I know for a fact that I have never seen a ghost, and it's starting to make me wonder why. Like, I feel like someone's probably like, hey, she's gonna be scared to death, so don't let her see a ghost. But I kinda wanna see a nice ghost. I weirdly love ghosts, but not like the scary ones. I like nice ghosts, and I like nice Halloween.
Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.